The story that New York tells about itself must be more nuanced and inclusive. That was the finding of a mayoral commission after completing a moral inventory of the city's monuments and markers. WNYC's Jim O'Grady went on a tour of City Hall designed to do just that.
Tour guide Kamau Ware was leading a group of 35 people, some white, mostly black, into City Hall, through the entryway with its statue of George Washington looking all tall and determined. Up a circular marble stairway to the glass doors of the opulent governor's room. And the door was locked.
I'm meeting my home to open a door.
Bit of a metaphor there. The theme of the tour was New York's African-American history. For centuries, the city practiced and abetted slavery and got rich off the stolen labor of black people who were not welcome in places like this. A guard unlocked the door, and the group passed through.
So weird.
Ken Miles came from Harlem to take the tour. He hung back to explain what drew him to it, learning more about black New Yorkers like himself.
As someone who's college educated, all this stuff, yada yada, you can still be unaware of your blind spots because a narrative gets told so strongly.
For years, the city's official narrative footnoted the presence of blacks, how much they built, and their uprisings against the power structure. Or as Miles put it,
history by omission. But when we take a bigger step back, you sometimes get a more honest picture of a place, a space, an existence, and as a result, you come to better understand your role in that.
When the controversy over Confederate monuments blew up last year, the city took its own step back. Mayor de Blasio appointed a commission to grapple with questions like, what do we do with contentious symbols like Columbus and his statue? In that case, the commissioner said, keep it, but complexify the image of a solely noble Columbus with a marker describing his attacks on indigenous peoples. Add more perspectives, in other words, including from tour guides like Kamau Ware.
So I'm going to give you like 2 minutes just to like look around. We have some binoculars there.
Very rarely is it that we hear the full history of New York.
That's Justin Garrett Moore, executive director of the Public Design Commission, which oversees the many public tours of City Hall 4 days a week. He decided one should be focused on black history. So he hired Ware and his company, the Black Gotham Experience, to give this one a test run.
I met Kamau with one of his Lower Manhattan walking tours, and it was my first time hearing some of those histories. So that was something that I thought was really important to bring into New York City Hall.
In the governor's room with its chandeliers and brocade curtains and original Trumbull oil portraits, Ware told a story about David Grimm.
David Grimm, who's not a major historical figure. He ran a coffee shop during the 1770s, but he also was a bit of an artist, and he drew a map.
A map made late in Grimm's life and based on his childhood memory of New York. Ware showed the map on an iPad.
I'm going to expand this a little bit over here.
And called it uncannily accurate, including one terrible detail.
Like, here's where we would be like right now, just below this line. This right here shows you an image of somebody being hung. And that's not Photoshop. That's actually on the map. You can go to New York Historical Society itself. He shows you on the bottom here that this is where the Negroes were gibbeted and burned alive.
30 of them, along with 2 men and 2 women of European descent, after what some historians call the conspiracy of 1741 and others the slave rebellion. The gist is this. After a series of fires, city leaders needed someone to punish. The victims lost their lives just north of City Hall, maybe near what is now the Starbucks on Reed Street, or the Chipotle down the block. The point is, there's no trace of it, unless you're with someone who can show you and tell you the story. Jim O'Grady, WNYC News.